This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, the detriments of using abusive and inappropriate language. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Fair speech is a sign of a believer and a Muslim. A Muslim doesn't use foul language. A Muslim does not use curse words in his speech. But someone doesn't like that, you know, when mu'mineen and the believers and the Muslims, they do not use these foul words. There is someone who doesn't like that. And you may be thinking, who is that someone? Well, let's ask the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, "And say to my servants that they speak that which is best. Surely Satan sows dissension among them. Surely Satan is an enemy to man." It is out of the enmity of Satan that he misguides human beings to use foul language. Unfortunately, the Western culture, especially the music industry, you know, that we see today, it has normalized the use of improper language for many youth. They should pay special attention to the importance of not using curse words in their speech. The Prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says in this regard, "Surely of the most wicked people are those who others hate because of their abuse." You may think that using inappropriate language is cool, especially if you're a youth. You know, this is something that goes around and is seen throughout the world, that if you are in your youthhood, you know, you may end up thinking that, oh, it is something cool to use inappropriate words in your speech. But remember, others hate when you do that. When you use those abusive language, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not happy with your speech. Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam are not happy with that speech. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing the detriments of using abusive and inappropriate language. So, you know, what are some of the downsides and detriments of using abusive and inappropriate language? The Holy Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "Surely Allah abhors those who are impudent and abusive." He also said, "He whose tongue people hate will go to hell." Prophet added, "The most wicked is he whom people respect for fear of his ill treatment and to remain safe from the harm of his abuse." He also said, "The worst of people with Allah on the Day of Judgment are those whom people honor for fear of their wickedness." These sayings should not, you know, just be listened to and you know, kind of ignored. These should be an eye-opener for those who are not sensitive towards this issue. A devout Shia would not be a source of shame for Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi as-salam said, "Tell people the best of what you expect them to tell you." Imam Sadiq alayhi as-salam similarly says, "My followers, be an ornament for us and do not be a shame for us. Tell people good words, guard your tongues, and keep them back from the idle talk and evil words." He also said, "Fear Allah and keep your tongues, except from fair speech. Surely impudence, abuse, and shrewdness are of the signs of hypocrisy. And surely the most hated man with Allah is he whose tongue people fear." This was the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.